Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scapy Stories from a Cat in the Dark. And remember, we are doing a very special, special series of Scapy Stories where he is retelling Herbert West Reanimator in its six component parts. We've heard one part so far, and now we're back for part two. Right, Scapy?
Yes, that is correct. We are going to tell all six because they're going to be good. And it's going to be a lot of fun because I could scare people with stuff.
Well, good, good. Now, originally we had mentioned that Scapy was going to tell the entire six-part story to Frank Allen. But Mr. Frank Allen is here to say that he doesn't want to do that. Why is that, Frank?
Well, look, it's not anything against the show. It's against the quality of the show. And I didn't think it would be the kind of showcase that I should be a part of.
But it's not about the show.
No, the show is good. It's a good idea. It's just the execution sometimes is not as good.
So you're insulting Scape.
What? You're insulting me.
Well, no. No, not you, per se. Just look, I'm here now to do the thing Jordan wanted me to do, but I don't want to listen to the rest of the story. It's a stupid story.
It isn't stupid. It's good. And you know what? Whatever. I know what's gonna happen and it gets better, so you don't know.
Well, that's fine.
Right, so but okay, so instead we have a new listener here. As Frank's replacement, we did bring, in order to be relevant to the day in history, the ghost of Fatty Arbuckle's dog, Muffins.
Hello.
Dad, that is a dog in my story!
Well, yeah, but it's, like I said, it's relevant, because apparently in this day in history, there's this Fatty Arbuckle thing, and so, you know, we thought it would be related.
I don't care! Dogs suck!
Actually, dogs rule. Cats drool. That's what I learned.
That is from a movie, and that equals you suck.
I don't know what that means, but I am just a ghost, you know.
Yeah, ghosts are scary, so this is relevant again. It's a scary story, and we have a scary listener.
Well, okay, but look, dogs officially suck.
All right. Agreed.
Hey.
It's just this thing. Look, it's his show. He gets to say dogs suck. So, first, before we begin the story, quickly, Frank Allen.
Yeah.
I want you to tell Muffins about the previous chapter that he missed.
It's actually Mr. Muffins.
Well, but are you a boy?
Thanks.
What? Okay, let's move on to Frank Allen. Frank Allen?
Yeah, okay. Listen, here's how the story was so far. There's a guy named Herbert West. He's like, I think I can reanimate people. And so he tries to, and they kick him out of medical school, and yeah, that's it.
No, that's not it! You forgot a bunch of stuff!
They do some experiments. The narrator and the guy do experiments, and they make this thing, and they say chemicals and things, and they get a dead body, and they bring it back to life, maybe, and it runs away. That's about it.
Oh, that's the short version.
Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do.
All right,
thank you, Frank. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, it was fine. I'm leaving now, though.
Okay. And now, Mr. Muffins, with your permission, we'll begin the story.
Hooray.
Herbert West, Reanimator, by H.P. Lovecraft. Part 2, The Plague Demon. Okay, so like, once upon a time, there was a guy named Herbert West. He was wanting to reanimate some people, because he said, I could, with chemicals. He was a guy that I knew. He was a friend of mine, okay, when we were in medical school. But let me tell you, I remember very well the summer when typhoid came to Arkham and everybody was getting sick. Do you know how I remember? Well, it was scary, but not so much because of the disease, but more because of what Herbert West was up to. A lot of people were dying that summer. That's the thing. Most people would be scared of that, but I was scared of Herbert West things. Okay, so like I said, we were in medical school together and he got kicked out for the reanimator thing, and we got a corpse one time, and we brought it back to life, maybe. But really, I tell you, we kind of figured, hey, I think maybe we were just freaked out. Maybe that's not what happened.
Are you sure? Because if you can do that, I would like to be reanimated.
Well, that's the thing. He was like, you have to have a fresh one. And so he sort of said, Herbert West sort of said, it must not have been fresh enough. And then we were like, hooga booga booga. We got freaked out. And then there was a fire. That's where the body went. So it's probably not that he came back to life and smashed everything. It's probably just that it was too late. And so after that, Herbert West was always kind of freaked out a little bit. He was like paranoid, like, oh, somebody's watching me here.
It seems like cats are usually kind of paranoid anyway.
No. Herbert West is a dude. And really, I'm a dude too.
You're right here. You're a cat.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in the story, I'm a dude. Okay, imagine like a dude.
Okay.
That's me in the story.
No, it's my dad, Fatty.
No, look. Imagine a dude you don't know.
How do I do that?
Because you're stupid. Look, imagine me, but I'm not a cat. I'm a dude.
And you look like my dad.
I don't! Okay. There's a dude. Herbert West. There's a dude. Me. That's it. No cats. So yeah, Herbert West was freaked out, and for a while he didn't do any more crazy experiments. But, you know, time went by and he was like, well, I still think I could bring dead people back, so I want to do it. And so he went to the dean again and was like, Dean Halsey, come on! Let me bring back dead people! And he was like, no, you can't. And they basically a rat. And of course, now there is the incident at the asylum and he's missing, but okay, whatever. Anyway, so Herbert West was always fighting with Dean Halsey and he was like, come on, and he's like, no, come on, no. Because Dean Halsey was like, sure, he was a good doctor, okay, sure. And he was like, respected and everybody liked him, but he just didn't have that kind of like, inquisitive mind that could fathom the crazy, awesome ideas of new things.
I do get it, actually, because, sometimes there's a new creature in the house that has legs and crawls around, and it's new for me, but I'm very curious about it, and I whine a lot, and I poke it with my nose.
What are you talking about?
Like, bugs in the house.
That's not about bringing dead people back from the dead to life again.
It's curious about new things, though.
You already said it was bugs. Bugs isn't new.
There are new bugs.
There's no new bugs. All the same bugs. If I was like, oh, guess what? I heard about a new bug. You know what it is? It's purple, and it has one leg, and it can sing. Then you'd be like, oh, that's a new bug. These are the same old bugs.
No, it's like, usually they crawl around, and then sometimes there's one that flies, and it's new, and you have to explore.
You already saw it! You just said it flies, you already know. If it was like, oh, it doesn't fly, it doesn't crawl, it spadoops. What's that? Well, it's new. Then you have to be inquisitive, okay?
Those are the ones that bounce.
Spadoop! There's ones that spadoop!
When you step on them, yeah.
No! Look, just, you're wrong about bugs. And you're probably just like the dean. Okay, but anyway, let me tell you, the disease came, typhoid came, and we were just graduating from medical school. But everybody was like, even though you're not done finishing becoming like total doctors, we want you to help us because everybody's dying of typhoid. So we were like, okay. And we were helping to treat everybody. But I gotta tell you, everybody was freaking dying. There was a lot of dead people, and Herbert West was like, wow. I wish I could bring them all back to life. That'd be cool, but I'm busy trying to treat the sick people. But I will tell you, Dr. Halsey was like helping to help make people better a rat. He was like doing all sorts of good things. Everybody was just like, oh man, he's like the best doctor. He's so good and nice and awesome. And he was becoming like a celebrity of like helping people to not die of typhoid. And we were like, wow. And even Herbert West was like, okay, I respect, but I still want to show him that I am rightest about bringing back dead people. And so one time he was like, okay, help me sneak in a body. Help me sneak in. And I was like, okay. We snuck in a body, and he was like, here's my new bringing back the dead juice, squish, and it opened its eyes. I was like, opened eyes? But then that was it. Then it just kind of sat there, and he was like, ugh, it wasn't fresh enough, dang. But he got nervous. He was like, oh, we don't want to get caught, so we burned it, and that was good enough for then. Then what happened is we both got sick. It was hard on us. We were like, oh man, we're sick. And then Dr. Halsey got sick, and he died. And everybody was really bummed because, like I said, everybody loved him. You know? And so they had a funeral, and we went to the funeral, and we were all like, oh, you know, that's too bad. And then we went out to the bar afterwards, and everybody was like, oh, poor Dean Halsey, oh, it's so sad. And Herbert was like, yeah, man, too bad about that, because if I could bring back the dead, you know? But everybody was like, okay, dude, whatever. And then as it was winding down, Herbert was like, so, why don't we, you know, haha. And I was like, okay. He was like, let's make a night of it. And I was like, okay. So then later that night, our landlady saw us coming back at like 3 a.m, me and Herbert West and some other dude that we were carrying. And she was like, man, they must have been drunk. And we were like, oh yeah, that's what it was. And then a little bit later, she heard a lot of screaming from Herbert West's apartment. And she came in and it was like, oh, what happened? And we were like all beat up and all of his stuff was smashed. And the window was broken. And she was like, somebody jumped out the window. And we were like, yeah, that guy, man, he jumped. And the cops were like, who was it? And we were like, oh, so just some dude we met at a bar, but we don't even know what bar. So we don't know, but we don't want to press charges because he was cool until he beat us up, so no big. And the thing is, that same night was also when the hideous killings began in Arkham, coincidentally. At that night, at the cemetery, somebody, like, brutally killed another person, and, like, there was a blood trail going to the places in the cemetery, and then away from the cemetery. And then the next night, it was even worse. Like 14 to 18 people were killed.
They don't even know how many?
Well, I think it was like 14, but they found like 18 bodies, but maybe some of them were dead. I don't know. Like, maybe they were already dead. Doesn't matter, right? They found dead bodies and they were killed. So then the third night of the horrible killing thing, a lot of people went out to search for the killer because they were like, we don't even know if it's a beast or a person or what. But they went out to search and somebody heard like a beastly scratching at the window and everybody went, okay, that's where we're going. And they went and they cornered it and they caught it. Somebody shot it at one point, but it didn't shoot it to death. It just kind of went and hit it. And so they took the hideous thing to the hospital, okay?
No, you're not supposed to do that. You pick it up by the neck and you bring it back to your master.
No, this is not a riddle creature, though. That's a thing. It turned out it was another person. It was a dude.
Well, you could drag it by the neck.
No, it's a dude.
Like my dad.
It wasn't your dad. You're obsessed. Look, he's the reason you're dead. So anyway, it was a dude. We could tell because it had dude eyes and dude hands and dude, like, everything. And so they fixed up the wound where it was shot, and it was crazy. So they put it in the asylum. In Sefton Asylum, I guess. And I tell you, the thing that freaked everybody out the most of all was that once they cleaned off all the dirtiness, they were like, oh, that's weird. It looks a lot like Dean Halsey, who died, but he's dead, so it's not, obviously. But it looks just like him. That's really weird. And of course, me and Herbert West were like, oh crap, it really freaked us out. I was especially freaked out because then he was just like, damn it. I should have got one that was fresher. Okay, that's the end of part two.
Wait, so this is scary because there's a dude?
No, I'm a dude.
Okay, but you said there was a dude and he was like a creature.
Yeah. Did you hear the part where he killed 14 to 18 people plus somebody on the other night? So really, 15 to 19 people. Imagine if somebody killed you, right? That would be scary.
Well, I don't really know. I mean, I'm dead now, and it's not that scary.
Well, nobody killed you. What if they came with, like, their hands and were just like, rip?
Rip what?
Rip you!
Well, as it was, I starved to death, and that was a really long, painful process, so it might be better if they just rip.
Now, dog, you are stupid. The point is, if a guy comes after you to rip you, that's frightening. If a guy is like, oh, just stay here. I'm never going to feed you again. First of all, you suck. Second of all, that's not scary.
Okay, so it killed people. But then you said the scary part was that Herbert West wanted a fresher body. But I thought that was the whole story, was him, he wanted a fresher body.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying it freaked me out, that's all. I don't really know why. Maybe it just reminded me of something from my childhood. The point is, it freaked me out. It was a personal thing. You don't have to be scared by that if you don't want to.
Okay, I'm not.
That's fine. Okay, now the story's not over, so I don't know what the scary moral is yet. But I will tell you, having heard two parts, what I think it might be.
Yeah, because last time you said it was your chemical might take longer than you think.
Well, yeah. I don't think that's what it's going to be now.
Okay, so then what do you think it is going to be?
Well, get a fresher one. And dogs are stupid.
Hey.
You're not a fresher one. You're old.
It doesn't make me stupid.
Coincidence.
All right. Well, thank you for being here, Muffins.
Mr. Muffins.
Mr. Isn't your name Mr. Arbuckle?
No, it's Mr. Muffins Arbuckle.
So then why would you shorten it to Mr. Muffins?
It's my first name. He just named me Mr. Muffins.
So you're Mr. Muffins.
No, I'm Mr. Arbuckle.
Mr. Muffins Arbuckle.
Yes.
Escape, you're right about dogs.
I didn't name myself.
That's it, I was right.
Okay, well, so are you going to come back and tell the next person the story next time?
I guess so. I don't have anything else to do.
Okay, good. Escape, shall we take us out of here?
Yes. Next time, I will tell more story to someone who's not a dog.